please take their seats. As soon as Senator Rothenberg signs in, we start the meeting. Okay. Okay, again, please take your seats. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to amend the agenda, please.
Okay, can you state your name?
Matthew Crane, Media Studies.
Very good. Okay.
I'd like to add a item to new business to consider a motion, a resolution to declare Queens College a sanctuary campus.
Okay. All in favor of amending the agenda as stated, please raise your voting cards. Opposed? Okay. Item number two is the approval of the minutes of November 10th. So moved. Okay. Any discussion in favor? Raise your voting cards. Wow, these brand new red voting cards. That's it. Opposed? None. Abstentions? None. Motion carries.
That's it.
Item number three is announcements. I know we have some coming up. Please come state your name and come to the mic.
Yes, Michael Wolf, Dean of Social Sciences, also member of History Department. I'm here to, a few weeks ago, we sent a QC mailer around. We're looking to get faculty to be involved in our graduate program review process. We want to be, it's faculty led with a committee of representatives from all the divisions, and we want the review committee's teams to also be composed of faculty. So any of you who are interested, or if you want to encourage your colleagues to contact me, Michael Wolf, qc.cuny.edu, we'd love to get you involved. And we'll be doing this next spring, so I look forward to it and be happy to answer any questions people have.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Okay, seeing none, then we can go on to no item number four, special motions. Item number five, committee reports, undergraduate curriculum committee, November 10th.
For the undergraduate curriculum committee minutes of November 10th, there's one change, and that is the withdrawal of item 3A, the withdrawal of item 3A, new course in finesse. That will come back again next meeting. It's on page three.
Okay.
No. No, I don't think so.
Okay, item 3A is withdrawn.
Actually, I would say yes to the answer to that question, but by the time the change to the major is done, the new course will be in place with a bulletin. So, yes. So I'd like to move unanimous consent.
Any objections to unanimous consent? Seeing none, motion carries. Next item on the agenda is the Graduate Curriculum Committee, November 2nd.
The absence of the curriculum committee. I move the graduate curriculum committee minutes from November 2nd and seek unanimous consent.
Any objections to unanimous consent? Seeing none, motion passes. Next item, nominating committee.
The nominating committee
ask for your unanimous consent on the nominees listed on the slate.
Any objections to unanimous consent? Okay, seeing none.
Thank you.
Motion passes. Next item is the Undergraduate Scholastic Standards Committee. It's the nomination and election of the executive officer.
Vincent Hilaire, member of the Undergraduate Scholastic Standards Committee. For Article 7 of the bylaws, Section 24J1D, I would like to nominate Charles Lois for executive officer. I ask for unanimous consent.
Okay, on this nomination, let me let the Senate know this is not subject to any nominations from the floor. It's an up or down, yes or no vote. It's unanimous consent. Any objections?
Charles Lloyd.
Okay, any other questions? We have the unanimous consent on the floor. Any objections? Motion carries. Charles Lloyd is the Undergraduate Scholastic Standards Officer. Next item is 5E, Subcommittee on Honorary Degrees.
Hi, the Subcommittee on Honorary Degrees would like for unanimous consent on the nominees listed on the board, Donald Brownstein, Saul Kupferberg, and Alan Schoenfeld.
And you asked for unanimous consent?
Yes, we asked for unanimous consent.
Okay. Any objections to any of the three on unanimous consent? Sure.
Donald Brownstein and Alan Schoenfeld are both graduates of Queens College.
Any objections to unanimous consent? Oh, seeing none, motion passes. We have no old business. The final item, new business, 7A, the resolution which was put forth by Senator Crane.
Yes, so you should have received the proposed resolution when you came in. If not, we have copies up at the front. And so I'd encourage you to take a look. There's a lot of whereas, but the policy proposals are really kind of the heart of the resolution. So let me just say a few words to introduce, if I may. This is a resolution to declare Queens College a sanctuary campus. The purpose is to make explicit the college's commitment to protecting our undocumented students, staff, and faculty, as well as other communities who may be targeted in various ways, including our Muslim and LGBTQ communities. The resolution was drafted in consultation and collaboration with a range of faculty, staff, and students, including representatives from CERU, the CUNY Dream Team, NYPIRG, SEEK, QC Girls, and the Amaranto Arts Collective. And it was spearheaded by my colleague in media studies, who's with us today, Amy Herzog. The resolution is modeled on similar motions passed at colleges across the country, including Brooklyn College, BMCC, Bronx Community College, and many others. We are particularly concerned that this commitment not be merely symbolic, but that it makes explicit, concrete policies. The action points in the resolution reflect the suggestions and concerns of the collaborative authors of the document. For example, student counseling services right now are overbooked. It takes more than a month to get in to go see a counselor at the Queens College Counseling Services Department. We need to address this not just with words and goodwill, but with concrete support and policies. So the resolution therefore proposes that the Senate work with the college-wide P&B committee to secure funding and support some of the measures included within the document, for example, counseling services, or perhaps to provide financial support for students if their funding is withdrawn in unusual circumstances. We are fortunate that the CUNY administration has voiced strong support for undocumented students, and there has been a forceful push on our campus to declare sanctuary status across the university, including a widely circulated student petition. Adopting this resolution to make QC a sanctuary campus is an important step in maintaining our mission in these uncertain times, and I'm happy to open the floor for deliberation on the matter.
Okay, any further discussion? Let me also say that this item, when we vote, we're voting on the resolves, so keep that in mind. And this is a motion put forth by the Senate. There is no administrative money or whatever involved with this because the Senate is not in a position to allocate funds.
I have some reservations. I'm Rothenberg of the math department. First of all, in the heading of the resolution, you say sanctuary campus for immigrants. You don't mean immigrants, you mean illegal immigrants or immigrants here illegally. Now I have, I have some association with the concept of immigrants. My ex-wife was an immigrant from Colombia. She had to go through a very extensive procedure with the Department of Immigration, filing papers, going down to Gerolamo Street in Brooklyn on many occasions before she was allowed to become a citizen. She was a legal immigrant. She went through this very onerous application process in order to finally end up as a citizen. So when you're talking about immigrants here in the heading, you mean illegal immigrants. And it should be made clear by the people who are sponsoring this resolution that they support the concept of illegality. Now, do we really want to go on record as supporting illegality? I don't think so.
Further discussion?
Time and the time of the faculty senate here because I did come in late having just come from a class, but going to our professor of mathematics point, I would think that the students that we're talking about are the students who currently have protection under DACA, and I don't know then if we could, if maybe technically they might be illegal immigrants, but yet they have come forward and put themselves at risk under President Obama's executive action. So I would ask members of the committee, the Senate, to consider that. And I heard as I was coming in questions about the support that students receive here. I heard support about, I heard a point about minimum counseling services available. I don't know, sir, if that's related to the issue of students who are here as immigrants or the student population in its entirety. Just those who are here as immigrants? Okay. So with respect to added support for students, I certainly favor it. I've seen very painfully how the budget constraints have affected students and students' performance. And there was a prior meeting in which I brought up these absentee students who remain in classes where they're underperforming, and they stop attending and then just come and make a perfunctory effort at the final so they don't get a WU grade, they get a failure, and they can retain their TAP financial award. And I think that's very sad for the students, for the faculty, and for the government who's operating under scarce resources that you know, can we also set up a committee to look into what we at Queens College can do to perhaps lobby the state to make the criteria more incentivizing for students? Thank you.
Are you responding? No, if you're responding to that, I think it makes more sense.
My name is Amy Herzog. I'm not a senator, but I'm one of the co-authors of the resolution. And I just wanted to respond to the point that was made by the senator from mathematics about the word immigrant and who we're directing this resolution at. And it is, in fact, all immigrants, not just undocumented immigrants, because the rhetoric that is being circulated right now is affecting immigrants from everywhere, not just those lacking documentation. Our DACA students are in a strange limbo where they're not illegal. They are, in fact, because of the presidential decree, protected now, but that protection could easily be taken away, and they have offered up their sensitive information. So they're caught in between situation here in terms of their legal status. I'd also want to point out that many of our documented students have parents and other family members who may not be documented. So we may have students in a situation where their parents are deported and they're left homeless. And what is our responsibility toward helping and protecting those students? Thanks.
Alan Ludman, College Senator at Large. I certainly support the intent of this. I have a little bit of trouble with some of the wording and some of the items. And frankly, this was sent to me as an email earlier today. I have not had the chance to go through the lengthy list. I mean, the whereases I ignored, but I didn't even have a chance to go through the lengthy list that's presented here of the resolutions. So I'm not sure I can intelligently vote on this. But just a quick perusal. Be it resolved that Queens College will not share information about any member of the Queens College community without their permission. That's a very blanket statement that may include things having nothing whatever to do, but you're saying under no circumstances will Queens College provide any information about any student to anyone. I don't know that I like that, without their permission. Queens College will inform faculty of all requests for information regarding students from governmental organizations. Does that include financial aid? And why are you informing me? I mean, are you going, as every faculty member? I mean, I think the wording of this needs to be clarified, because otherwise I'm gonna get a message anytime the federal government asks for information about any student as I read this, and I don't think that's what you intend. Later, be it resolved that Queens College will provide additional and proportional resources to the counseling services. Where's that money coming from? I mean, you are asking the Senate to vote money. The college doesn't have enough money to run the college at the moment. Where is that money going to? I mean, the Senate can urge the administration to find the resources, but you can't ask the Senate to vote on this, because this is asking us to spend money. It's not within our purview to spend the money. The ultimate, I understand, but I've also been listening to news reports of the battles of, sanctuary cities, sanctuary campuses, and I think that really needs to be defined before I can vote on calling Queens College. I know what you want, but I don't know that everyone in this room would agree on what a sanctuary campus is. So I'd like to see this polished before I vote on it. Thank you.
Just to let you know, we have been trying to work quickly under conditions where the legal status of sanctuary is undefined. So we do recognize that that's a problem. There's been more leadership from outside that are beginning to try to define this. There's a certain sense of urgency about having some kind of protections in place early. There's also been a lot of discussion amongst the committee where these issues were raised and are of concern. I'd also be open to amending this if there are ways to fix that language. We're proposing, I'm working with a representative at the college PNB right now to try to work with them to secure funding for some of these measures. So if there's a way to change the wording to encourage the PNB to find funding for these, I'd be more than happy to amend it in that direction. But one of the concerns is that if we wait too long or make the resolution too vague, it does become just a symbolic, we in theory support our students without concrete measures to actually provide the protections they're asking for.
Kate Pichonkin, Anthropology. Again, very quickly, Anthropology Department quite unanimously support this resolution. However, the concern that the resolution makes some very specific recommendations or requirements regarding increasing administrative expenses are bothersome. What exactly then we are recommending to cut? How exactly this will be even enforced? I understand that there is intended work with PNB, but in agreement with Alan Ladman, this is a bothersome portion. Maybe another strategy to solve some of the problems is actually increase the number of full-time faculty who are friendly and available on campus all the time, rather than investing into security training and additional training and committees and other administrative expenses.
Hi guys, my name is Danob. I'm from Student Association. I really like the effort put behind this document to make Queens College a sanctuary campus, but I would like to bring your attention to the other resources besides the counseling center that are available to all the students. And I know this is targeted towards, to a certain extent, we can call these students a minority. And I know within this room, we come in contact with a lot of minority people. And if you guys were ever to refer them, there is a service that students provide to other students. It's called the Peer Counseling Program. And they're trained to help and counsel other peers. So as much as I agree that we should hire more full-time counselors that can help students, I also think that we should look into expanding the current resources that we have within the college setting.
Point of information and basically procedure. I'm all in favor of what you're trying to do. I don't like the details. I don't like all of the details as phrased. I don't feel I can vote for this. Is it possible for the Senate to vote a general sense of support? And failing that, would it be appropriate to recommend, well, my advice is put together a working group. The proposers, representatives of the Senate leadership, representatives of the administration, representatives of the executive committee of the College Personnel and Budget Committee, and perfect the wording. That way you have all of the components on campus necessary to conceptualize and implement the types of things you want in agreement at the moment this comes for a vote. Is that an appropriate, is it a substitute motion? What would be the?
You could table it for that purpose, or you could refer it to somewhere else. You could refer it to the executive committee to work on it with, or make it a motion.
I don't want to derail this. I mean, my hope would be that I agree with you. We have to move relatively quickly, and the fastest way to kill something is to assign it to a committee. We all know this. So I ask the advice of the parliamentarian, the chair of the Senate, as to the most effective way to bring about a way in which the entire campus can be brought together and make this happen. Amendment to this, a substitute motion?
That would be an amendment, yeah.
Then I would suggest an amendment to that effect in keeping with what the proposal. Would the proposer
order? What's going on?
Let me remind the Senate that anything that's sent back to committee would not come before this body until February 16th. That's our next Senate meeting. So nothing would be done until then.
Make a substitute
I think that's difficult from the floor.
Do I have the floor? I'm unclear. I'm unclear of what procedure we're following. Stephen Grover, philosophy. Well, the point has just been made. We don't meet again until February. This couldn't have been done at the last Senate meeting when I wasn't here, because that was 2 days after the election. This is the meeting at which we have to do this. There's no point in quibbling about the wording, which is modeled on what's going on everywhere else. If there are resolutions in here which this body lacks the power to enforce, then they're simply not in effect, because we don't have, it's aspirational. But let's just vote on this right now and say, we are a sanctuary campus. If we quibble or if we quaver at this point, we just look pusillanimous and weak when we need to appear strong. So I really think we should just vote on this.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. I mean, I wholeheartedly agree. This is, you know, Queens College. The mission of Queens College is to serve our community. This is our community. The Southern Poverty Law Center reported 869 incidents of harassment and hate crimes just 10 days post-election. This is not a climate in which our students can learn. So symbolically, we need to pass it. We need to pass it now. I won't call it a question. You wanted to say something. You can go
first. Have you called the question, or can I speak?
Ron, you can speak. The question, you can't call the question, though.
I don't want to, but okay, thank you. All right, look, if you're going to have a document written in the English language, you should observe the rules of the English language. And that deals with definitions of words, like immigrants. Okay, immigrants, my ex-wife, I'm bringing her up again, she's an immigrant, she's not afraid of anything, she's a citizen. A lot of immigrants, look up the definition of immigrants in the dictionary, they're not threatened by anyone. So who's threatened by this? Who's threatened by this thing about sanctuary cities and all like that? Okay, illegal immigrants feel threatened. I can understand that. They're illegal. They're here illegally. And if you have so much sympathy for them, you should consider that by their being here and using services on this campus and other services provided by the city, state, and federal government, they're depriving actual citizens from these services, because you can't provide these services for just everyone. You can't provide the services for an unlimited population. You provide the services for the people who need. But if you have a lot of people who are seeking these services who are here illegally, then that screws up the whole system. So I have so many issues with this concept and with the concept of sanctuary city and sanctuary campus. I can't at all go along with it.
Kevin Ferguson, Department of English. I won't get into the fluidity of the English language and what words mean. I wanted to speak to the question of urgency that Stephen was just talking about. 1 year ago, my department, a large number of us, sent a letter to the president after presidential candidates' threats to create a Muslim registry. I just wanted to read the last two paragraphs. Queens College derives its strength from the tremendous diversity of its students, faculty, and administration. Together, we oppose any form of speech that fans the flames of hatred, paranoia, and bigotry. Such language and the conduct it incites is not tolerated on our campus. Our students, faculty, and staff must feel safe in the college environs. And then at the very end, Queens College has long celebrated its diversity of inclusiveness. It holds a special place in a New York borough known for its large Muslim population. In troubled times, the college must hold sacred its moral duty to safeguard its students, staff, and faculty from any form of hate speech and discrimination that seeks to terrorize individuals on the basis of religion, gender, race, sexual orientation, disability, nationality, or other protected constitutional classifications. So this letter was specifically about our Muslim students, and 1 year later, there's many, many more groups that students on our campus that we need to be conscious of. So I would urge the Senate to pass this resolution and not wait any further. Thank you.
I call to question.
Okay, the question has been called. So all in favor of calling the question, raise your voting cards. All opposed? How much? 42. Question is called. So now we go back to the original resolution that was brought up by Senator Crane. So we're going to be voting on that. Okay, so now the original, as I said, resolution is on the floor. This has to pass by a vote of 31. All in favor, raise your voting cards. Opposed? Okay, one opposed and abstentions? Two opposed? Abstentions? One abstention. Okay, the motion carries. That's the last item on the agenda.
Motion to adjourn.
Very good. Everyone have a good holiday. Be very productive on your final exams. And we'll see you back here on February 16th.
Thank you. So now we have, you can have cookie. You can have a cookie, have a zero. No, probably I should be cookie.
So we had it in a much bigger room where I could at least bring my class, Earth and Environmental Sciences, could bring a lot of their people, which
right.
helped a lot. If we had it in just a normal big room, it wouldn't have been room for it.
Yeah. And hey, it was perfect. It was right around the election time, so it was, you know, that added some fuel to the fire, too. You know, whether it was all scientific or some of it was political, doesn't matter. It was just, you know, that's the kind of thing that that sells tickets. What can I tell you?
I just wish you maybe recorded that song.
Yep.
I have to go to class.
Yeah, no, go ahead, go ahead. Please. We'll take care of everything here. You go ahead.
This is a special pin that John Murphy gave.
Yeah,
because he wanted to see instead of a race.
I hate you.
Send you after I meet, and as
yes.
I said, I want it to all be a whole.
Yes, and I want to make sure he, because whatever we do, I have to send to him first. I don't want
to the child.
Yeah, because if he doesn't support it, we're just spinning our wheels.
What ended up happening now is a search committee for the chief librarian.
Right.
And he had his search committee, because I assume it came from him, the bylaws and the chief librarian comes from him, is exactly what I propose more or less. Four faculty,
if it works out,
five administrators. He's happy with me.
Not at all, no.
He's the strongest person.
And now the provost thing, the last provost that he appointed, was very similar to what was proposed.
Yes. Once you guys put it in writing, and he signs off,
yes.
And I'll get it.
That's it.
Then we'll put it to the board.
Someone fried something out of me because I was stuck in the corner, and then they complained horribly about just one aspect of this big package. That's why I want to keep it as a package, because I see some things, and Phyllis told me, don't use the word loser. You're not losing something, you're going to compromise.
Correct.
So there's some things
right.
We
never,
compromise on.
Exactly right.
So that's why I'm
making
very adamant as a package. Part of it's going to be bylaws, part of it's going to be charter, and part of it's going
to
be policy statement. Okay.
I got nervous for a while, but there were enough votes for it, so that's the name of the game.
Thank you very much for your coaching.
Listen, I just gave...